I didn't get the growl earlier.
Oh, ah. There you go. There's Jorge.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Okay, so my little brother went into surgery last night.
Oh,
his unexpected surgery. Or expected?
Yeah, no, unexpected because his appendix was about to.
Ah, yeah. You don't want to mess around with that.
Yeah, so my mom took him in, and then they called me last night.
Did they do the appendectomy
so
and all that
good.
Stuff?
He started walking as of 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so wait. The surgery was today?
No, last night. It was.
But it was last night?
It was last night.
Okay. Can you text your brother and ask him if he could pinch hit for Ramona on Mason's team? Because that's about the type of...
He was excited. He wanted to play in the wiffle ball tournament or whatever. Yeah.
But now he can't.
He can't.
Yeah. So, but, look.
He would fit right in on Team Mace with the other highly limited athletes
on
that team.
We talked to Momo earlier. Momo is on Team Mace. And she told... First of all, she said she can pitch. She said that motion is okay. She did have a C-section, a month ago.
Okay, let me tell
you. She says she cannot hit. She cannot turn. She cannot.
Amanda has the right idea about this.
Which is what?
You need a full replacement for Ramona. She can't pitch. What if somebody hits a line drive right back and hits her in the stomach? That's just dumb. Get her out. She's done. She had surgery 2 weeks ago.
She wants to play.
Yeah, make her the pitching coach. You know what she should do? Coach first or third. One of those two. You know, she can be part of it. She can be colorful. She can be like Dino Ebel.
Do we even like umpires and stuff?
Key.
Are there umpires?
Key is the umpire.
Key is an umpire?
Yeah.
The honorary umpire. Oh, yeah.
He's going to make calls and be the play-by-play guy?
Yeah, no, Morales is going to be the play-by-play.
Is this going to be on the air?
Morales
is this
and Amanda
be on the radio, or is this
no,
going to
no.
be just
Morales
for us?
And Amanda are going to be making fun of us as we come up to the plate.
All right,
and then Key is going to he'll help out, but he's also the umpire.
So you think I need to replace Ramona?
Yeah,
on
make
the
her
team
a base
altogether?
Coach.
What do you think, Bergman? Do I need to replace Ramona altogether? Given her,
I mean, who are you
going to
have? You already said you can't have Freddie.
Freddie's out.
You said what did you say about O'Shea?
O'Shea hasn't gotten back to me.
Oh, he's
Is not uncommon.
No,
you know, it takes him a while.
He looked at the team
and said, no thanks. Hey, I'm in Star Wars. What do I need?
It really depends on who you bring in. What if it's like Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, I don't think Bryan is going to
I'm sure he'll run right in.
He's a baseball guy.
He's going to bring both of his Tonys. Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to be Bryan Cranston. Yeah, no, we need a replacement. Now, here's the lineup I'm working. First of all, I feel really good about Taylor. Taylor Smith at the top of the lineup playing center field. He says he's got great speed. He says he's played the game. He's going to get on base, and that's what we need.
His new nickname, Taylor's new nickname, is going to be Lob. L-O-B. Left
no,
on base.
Because following
him. That's what's going to happen to him anytime he gets on base. Hey, Lob, what's up?
Following him is Beto Duran, who also plays softball.
No, following him is Ramona, according to your lineup.
I'm changing the lineup. I don't even have no player at this point. Somebody's batting ninth. I don't have a DH.
You were batting ninth.
I'm batting ninth, yes. Somebody else is. Ramona's got to be replaced. I've got Beto at short, Travis Rogers at first, DeMarco Farr at third, Funch in left, Lindsey Fulton at second, Dr. Clapper at catcher, and then me in right field. And then we gotta find a pitcher slash DH, or we let Ramona try, see how it goes, and then the DH becomes the pitcher if she can't go. I don't know. Bergman, what were you thinking giving me somebody she should be on the injured list?
I asked her if she was going to play. She said no, and then she came back to me and said, you know what, I think I'm going to play. And I said, okay, great. And she decided to play.
Hey, Greg, why didn't you and Amanda let Mason and Cap do a snake draft?
I think it was a timing thing.
What, timing for
what? We're together every day for crosstalk.
And we've known about this for months.
Well, I don't know. This is how it worked out. We had to come up with teams right then. Because we also had to get the jerseys.
Because everything needs to be done
The jerseys had to be put together.
We could have had a snake draft, in May and then have the team.
Well, we were kind of doing this whole big thing called the Mandy's, that we were really promoting and pushing. Sure.
All right. So we're doing that next Friday. And you're invited out there, especially if you miss the Mandy's. If you've not been to one of our parties, let me tell you something. You're missing out. Next Friday night, West Covina Sportsplex. We will be doing our 7-10 softball game and our wiffle ball bash. Everybody from 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night is going to be doing the show live. Got a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic. And it is open to the public, but if you want to get on our VIP list, text the word STAR to 40705. That's STAR to 40705. Special thanks to our partners on this event, your Southern California Hyundai dealers. It's your journey. Own it with Hyundai. All right. Let me see. What did I teased something really good, John. What did I tease? It was really good.
Belgium.
Oh, yeah, Belgium. Okay. So tell me if this is a world's record. I'm always fascinated by these world's records, and I would really like us to get one somehow. This one, I think, is stupid and weird. 433 people in Belgium. So do you remember the scene in, God, what is that movie, where the two dogs have the spaghetti?
101 Dalmatians.
Lady in the Tramp. Okay. So they had 433 people do Italian kisses, which means...
Which then slurp the noodle until their lips meet.
Until their lips meet.
Okay.
Now, 433 couples. Isn't that a stupid record?
Yes.
It's a stupid record.
Of course it is.
Like, why should they be in the book? We can come up with something better
than that. The Guinness Book of World Records is famous. I remember one time I was a Rams fan.
When I was a little kid, by the way, I always bought the Guinness Book of World Records.
I did too. And I was a Rams fan, and I was excited when I opened it up to the sports section, and there was Roman Gabriel in the Guinness Book of World Records. You know what he was in there for?
Hmm.
Record for recovering the most of your own fumbles in one game. Four. And I thought, why is that an accomplishment?
Yeah.
I could go out there and drop the ball four times and just fall on it.
Wow, that's a rough record to hold.
Right. And there was this picture right in the middle of the book. I think there are a lot of dumb records in that book.
Yeah, I think that, but I still would like to be in it. It's like a goal. It's like a stretch goal.
Well, you could make an error every time they hit you the ball in the softball game, and then you'll be in there for most errors in one nine-inning game.
Probably I think you can get in already. How long have you been on the radio? Maybe the longest show?
No, they're way older people than me.
Never mind.
They're people that die with this microphone in their hands.
Literally.
Quite literally, yeah. I'm not going to do it that long.
Who was it? Was it Michael Jackson that was on KABC when we were growing up, the British guy?
Michael Jackson.
Join me, won't you?
Dude, join me.
And
Michael?
He was on forever.
Yeah, he did. He had a long run. I still don't know. Are we on longer or shorter than John and Ken?
I think we started before they did.
Bergman,
we started in 94.
94.
Get
me Robin Bertolucci on the phone. I want to find out
know
who
that is.
Get me John
Ken. You don't know who John and Ken are?
No, I don't know who Robin Bertolucci is.
She's the PD at KFI.
Or get me John or Ken.
Yeah.
That actually would be cool.
You probably have one of their numbers.
Let's get John or Ken on the show. That would be fantastic.
Do you have their number?
No. You're the producer.
Yeah, but that would require him to book a guest.
That's right. Get John or Ken on the show next week.
Yeah, aren't they on the same time we are, or are they on later?
They're
in the
on
day?
Later. Okay. They're on later, yeah.
So weekdays, 2 to 6 p.m.
2 to 6, so yeah.
They
so
overlap with
do it.
Part of us.
Yeah, part of us. All right. Yeah, I don't know who's longer. I think we may be the longest.
Yeah, the guys we were competing with for a long time were Kevin and Bean, and they're not on anymore.
They're gone now, yeah.
I mean, from their picture, you guys look older, so I bet you it's...
What do you mean we look older? They don't look older than those guys.
That's
ridiculous.
You know what? I want to give Bergman credit.
For what?
He took a shot at us on the
show. Yeah, you're getting better.
See what's going on
this
there?
This is the way it's supposed to happen.
It's true.
Unleash, quote unquote.
Okay, so on the KFI show. Website, it says they are the longest running team in talk radio history, both in Los Angeles and nationally, debuting in January 1988 on WOND AM
in
Atlantic
City.
When did they start at KFI?
Including the last 30 years at KFI.
So that would mean 1992?
Yeah.
They got us by 2 years.
They got us by 2 years, yeah.
Bastards. All right.
Just tell them to retire.
Hopefully they get blown out.
why would you root for that?
I'm totally kidding. I have nothing against John or Ken.
Would you know John or Ken if they walked in right now?
No clue.
Do you know their last names?
Do you, John?
I do.
I have it right in front of me.
It's okay. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau.
Yes.
I knew Ken Champeau.
Yes. Those are all right.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know who they are either. I've heard them. I've heard them. But 30, so they beat us by 2 years. When they go, we're the longest running.
It's a race between us and them to see who can get the hell out of here first.
somebody will win.
We're getting close.
Yes. All right. Let's circle back to that Craig Kimbrell conversation. If you were watching the Dodger game last night, Tony Gonsolin, first of all, 11-0 now. Guy's been unbelievable. Two runs, seven innings.
And when I told Bergman he should start the All-Star game when he was 5-0, Bergman said, that's ridiculous.
Well, that seemed early to do it, but now there's no question he's going to start the All-Star game.
No. Somebody, Buster, made an argument the other day that he shouldn't start, that there should be another guy. I'll figure out who it was.
Buster is adult on this. You start, if you've got an 11-0 pitcher for the home team, he gets the start.
And the best ERA in baseball.
And the best ERA in baseball, exactly. There's no way.
Well, did you see they're going to put Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera?
Yeah, I love this.
On the team. Well, what about Kershaw?
Kershaw's not done. Look, Albert Pujols is, this is it for him. He's on his way to Shady Acres, right? He's retiring. Miguel Cabrera, I don't know, maybe he's close to retiring. Maybe he's going to retire. Clayton Kershaw could pitch 5, 6, 7 more years.
Kershaw's not pitching 7
more years.
Of
course he could.
He's going to pitch till he's 40?
No, I said 5 to 7 years.
Yeah. How old do you think he is?
32?
No.
33?
Oh, man, no. Kershaw's like 36 now.
No, he's not. No, he's not 36.
Look up his age.
He's not 36.
He's not 32.
He's like 33.
Yeah, that's more like it, 33.
He's 34. Sorry, 34.
So I said 5 to 7 more years.
So you're saying he's going to pitch till he's 40?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not certainly not a possibility, but he's not. There's no indication that he's prepared to retire.
Michael Thompson says, we've been on longer than the Cannons, but not better. There have been like 7 iterations of the loose cannons,
yeah,
Michael. You were on like one part of
which
them.
Which cannons were you, Michael?
Michael, you weren't even the original loose
you
cannons.
You weren't part of the
That
good...
was Chet and Hartman.
Yeah, the good cannons were Chet Forty and Steve Hartman. That was Chet Forty. I always said this. I don't know if this is kind of like old school, but so what? It's Friday. So Chet Forty was the original, was it director of Monday Night Football?
Correct.
And
of the Olympics and of every big event on ABC Sports.
And when I got to the mighty 690 and then John joined, Chet Forty and Steve Hartman were doing the Loose Cannon show. Now, in my opinion, Chet Forty was like one of the most original, natural, authentic radio personalities ever.
I always thought that there should be a movie about Chet's life.
It's not a bad
so
idea.
So here's basically the story of Chet's life. Unbelievable basketball player as a kid. Goes to Columbia. Well,
by the way, yeah, there you go.
Okay. College basketball player of the year in 1957, beating from Kansas Wilt Chamberlain. As Chet told me once, maybe the most racist decision in the history of awards.
Yeah.
That Chet was the college basketball player of the year over Wilt.
If you go back and look, there's old YouTube stuff of Chet, and it's a two-handed set shot.
Right. And then so after that, he goes to work for ABC Sports, becomes this legendary director, loses all of his money when he develops a gambling problem, is able to kick the gambling habit, reinvents himself as a radio talk show host in Southern California, gets on the air with Hartman, and then suffered a heart attack and passed away. I don't even know if he made it to 60.
No,
did he?
He went early. He went young.
And I remember one time Steve and Chet were interviewing Joe Pesci.
Yep.
And Hartman said, you got to play Chet in the movie. You guys are about the same size.
Yeah, Pesci would be the right guy.
And Pesci said, yeah, but your life's not over.
Yeah.
Now that it is, I think that would be a good movie.
Yeah, sure.
Story of Chet's life.
What is that music for? Old-fashioned-y time? It's old-fashioned time.
Along with what you wanted to do earlier today. Yeah, see? Your old-timey stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Actually, we'll do that coming up next. I found a couple of old expressions I'd like to bring back, John.
You see?
Okay.
I'd like to bring back.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Okay, we got that coming up for you. Plus, I actually never did wind up doing the Craig Kimbrell conversation, so let's do that coming up too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey! That's
hey, you
right.
know, you asked a question earlier in the show that we never really got,
walk-up song, by
got
the way,
back to.
Yeah, what was that?
You were talking about the ESPYs, and you're saying who's the best team.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
the Rams would be in the running for that, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I've actually got a list of the ESPYs nominees for best team of the year. And the nominees are, and, you know, this is sort of a catch-all, right, because the ESPYs try to cover every single sport. The nominees do include the Los Angeles Rams, also the Golden State Warriors, the Chicago Sky of the NBA, the Atlanta Braves, the Oklahoma Sooners in women's softball, the Georgia Bulldogs in college football, and the Colorado Avalanche in the NHL. Who's the team of the year?
All right. Moment of honesty.
Yeah.
Isn't this a lot like the MTV Awards?
Well, of
course. Whoever they can get to show up is the team of the year.
I mean, let's face it. The Oklahoma Sooners softball team probably will be there. The Georgia Bulldogs football team will probably be there.
No.
You don't think they will?
No. I think the Oklahoma women win it for sure.
You do? Why?
Well, number one, they were unbelievable. They won every game. Them. Oh, they. I think they finished something absurd thing like 68-12, and they won every game by like 10 runs. And they'll be there to accept the award. So I think the ESPYs is whoever they can get to show up. You know, they might be able to get some Rams.
Although people love to go to the ESPYs. I know media people don't, but athletes love to go. It's like their night to put on their
Yeah, but if nobody's there to accept the award, that's a bad look. And so I think the Oklahoma women win it.
Yes,
we'll see.
I don't know anything about the Oklahoma women. I would vote for the Rams. Because I thought they had a very, very...
Yeah, Steph is hosting it, right?
Yeah, Steph is hosting.
So the Warriors could win, because Steph would be there already.
I actually think, you know what, given the fact that this is their first championship in a couple of years, and they were able to retool and get it done, and maybe it is the Warriors.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the Warriors. I don't know anything about the women's softball.
Really, really good.
Can I get a player from there?
Yeah, any of them would help you.
Any of them?
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. All right,
you were going to say something about Kimbrel.
Yes. So let's have that conversation. Last night, Dodgers, comfortable lead. Craig Kimbrel to the mound to save it.
They were up 5-2 when Kimbrel went to the mound.
He gets into trouble. A couple of hits.
Gave up a run.
Walk, gave up a run. And immediately Robert said, you know what? There are two outs. I'm going to go to Alex Vesia for the final out. Now, it was a lefty-lefty, so I get it.
Yeah, that guy was 1-for-25 against left-handed pitchers.
It's generally not an expression of confidence in your closer, but, and like Momo said earlier on the show, she said, you can't put him out there, can't put him out there, can't put him out there. You've got to put him out there. You've got to get Craig Kimbrel right. And you have a 6-game lead in the National League West, and you have the best record in the National League, and you've got 53 wins on pace for 100. You can afford to experiment and try to get Craig Kimbrel right.
Right. I know this answer is kind of a cop-out,
yeah,
but the truth is you're both right. You and Ramona are both right. Ramona's right in that Kimbrel's given no indication that he can handle the job you're asking him to do. He just hasn't been good. But
this year.
But correct.
He has handled the job in the past.
Correct. But he is a proven closer who, if you could get right, would be a valuable weapon to have in the postseason. And since you have a 5-6-7 game lead in the West, why not try and throw him out there and see if he can get right? I see your point. I think that Ramona, at the end of the day, is probably going to be the one who's right in saying that you can't put him out there. I don't know if he can do that job. But your point of let's find out if he can do it is a good one. Put him out there. See if he can work through it.
Bergman, what do you do?
I'm done with him pretty much.
You can't
at this
be done
point.
With him.
I mean, well, he has
well,
to be.
It's Greg's opinion. He can be done with him.
Yeah, but he's going to be here no matter what.
No, he is going to be. Look, he is a guy that I just don't trust when he goes up there. And so it makes me very nervous. So I want to see Vesia. I want to see what Vesia can do.
Well, you're getting training back, too.
But when? I mean, he's
throwing today.
Yeah, he's throwing today, but that doesn't mean he's going to be back today. So who knows?
But I mean, I think he'll be back after the All-Star break.
Hope so. And if he's back after the All-Star break, then yes, I absolutely do that. But we've already seen what Craig Kimbrel can do in the eighth inning when he was with the White Sox last year. He was terrible. So, I mean, at some point he's going to have to go on an IL or he's going to have to work it out like Kenley did last year. So eventually he can get back into it, but I don't think I can ever trust him in that ninth inning role again.
I get the same feeling when he comes into a game, Kimbrel does, when they brought in Kenley Jansen last couple of years.
Kenley
don't trust
Jansen was so money last year. It's unbelievable. 3 blown saves the entire year long. had a spectacular season.
Until the postseason. Then they started using other people. And
well, they started juggling. Yeah, they started juggling.
And so I think that's what you're auditioning Kimbrel for, is what, can you trust him in the postseason? And, you know, the year the Dodgers won the title, they basically just told Kenley, don't worry about it.
And
we got this. And they used guys like Julio Urias to close.
And that's what they're probably going to do again this year, because they're not going to trust Kimbrel when it comes down to it. And they might use, like I tried to bring it up to you the other day, Dustin May. Who knows what happens when he comes back.
I don't hate
back.
This
no,
idea.
I think it's a fine idea.
Throws 100 miles an hour. You probably don't want him throwing seven innings. Put him in there.
Going back-to-back days might be a little bit tough for him, because that's not what he's used to. But if you can get him in there once every other day,
I think if you're going to do bullpen by committee, he's a perfect guy to have on that committee.
And you could probably have him go two innings.
I also want to point out Kenley Jansen threw seven innings last year in the postseason without giving up a run.
Right, but they only threw him seven innings. You know,
they threw him seven times in two series.
Right, but in how many total games?
Six. I mean, seven.
No. They played more than seven games in the postseason. They beat the Giants.
Giants in five. Braves in six.
So it's 11 games.
11 games, and Kenley pitched seven of them.
Yeah. But what was his record?
His record was one save. One save, 15 strikeouts in seven innings. I mean, no wins or losses.
Yeah.
But it's not like they stopped
using... I don't think they used him as a closer.
It's not like they stopped using Kenley Jansen.
They stopped using him as a closer.
Well, they started doing that stupid stuff that I hope they don't do again this year. Bringing in Julio Urias in the closer situation.
I think
situation
they just didn't... I think, Greg, you hit the nail on the head. They didn't trust Kenley anymore, and they're not going to be able to trust Kimbrel anymore, so they better figure out what they're going to do. And they have time. They have a seven-game lead in the division, and they have half the season.
Well, I'll tell you.
Matter of fact, isn't tonight the exact halfway mark? Or was it last night?
I
think we're very close to 81 games played.
Are we close to 81?
Yeah, so I think we're right at the halfway point.
On pace for 106 wins again.
The Dodgers are 53-29, which is 82 games.
Yeah, so we're one game past the midway mark.
Right. And on pace for matching last year's record, which was
so, boy, the Yankees are on pace to win 120 games? That's crazy.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, they've already got 60 wins, right, the Yankees?
Do they have 60?
I think so.
I think they're above 60 at this point. They're just killing everybody right now.
Yeah, but that's on pace to win 120.
Yeah, they're 60-23.
Whose game is it today?
Mine.
Bergman?
Yep.
Do you get a little theme?
It has to do with words.
Yeah, is it Super Gay Jeopardy?
No, it is not Super Gay Jeopardy.
That is Double Gay Jeopardy.
I won Super Mace. Double Gay Jeopardy. I was hoping that would be it.
Seems appropriate.
I'll tell you this. Cappy is not allowed to play, but he may be on.
Why is he not allowed
He's
to
not
play?
Allowed to play.
The game would favor him too much?
Too much.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, reminder, if you want to be on the VIP guest list for our All-Star Weekend Friday night kickoff next week at the West Covina Sportsplex, text the word STAR to 40705. Again, text the word STAR to 40705. We got a sneak preview of what it's going to sound like in the stands.
Churros, get your churros here. Churros.
Peanut.
Underdog. Underdog.
All right, now, if I had to only buy one of those.
Yes.
Although all three of you are excellent in your roles, in your various roles.
Yes.
I'm going churro.
Yeah.
Just because you like the churro or the way Jorge did it.
Both.
Yeah.
Both churros, get the churros here.
But I thought all three of you were enthusiastic and authentic.
Yeah.
That was good. I might be able to be persuaded to skip the churro, Bergman, if the Dodger Stadium security would allow you to throw the peanuts at me from across the aisle.
And behind my back.
Right, like Roger Owens, who's been benched. Free Roger.
Free Roger
Free
Owens.
Roger.
No yes. one has ever been killed by being hit with a bag of peanuts.
Hashtag free Roger Owens.
Amen.
Free Roger Owens.
Amen.
All right. Coming up next, I got an interesting thing. This is from Consumer Reports. And they have done a ranking of things like best supermarket, best fast food restaurant, best personal computer, best phone, all that kind of stuff. I got that coming up for you. Plus, I also wanted to get to this story about, you know, I'm always in a constant battle in terms of trying to get my weight right. And I am next Friday, John, going to be in a double XL jersey.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed about that.
I am.
Yeah, that's a boy. It's like a fat bastard from Austin Powers would be in a double XL.
It's just getting worse, too. Last night, donuts again.
Oh, God, stop it.
Donuts again.
Going to have a heart attack.
Honestly, one of us will break down every night. Some nights I break down and order donuts. Some nights Juan breaks down.
Get in my belly!
Yeah, that's going to be you.
$18.50 for the Peloton.
Nope. I can buy a new one for $11.50.
Well, that's, you know.
Screw you.
You overpaid. Don't try and hand. You're like an NBA GM trying to hand us your overpays.
The whole funny thing was that you made that deal with me and then just put Mason into it.
Yeah, I wanted to see.
So
what
you owe me $2,000, John.
Owe you nothing of the sort.
I never pass go.
Yeah. Get me to sign on the line that is dotted. A, B, C. Always be closing. You didn't close.
What's your name, Jorge?
Screw you. That's my name.
There you go. There you go. All right, maybe life would change, though, with a personal chef.
I don't know. It gets a little weird, doesn't it?
Let's talk about that.
Come I'm available for hire.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good cook, but I don't want to live with your ass. Come on.
All right, we'll do that coming up next for you. It is an F It Friday, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This new deal sure is ducky.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tame Impala? Yeah, I saw them. They opened for Mumford & Sons a couple years ago. All right.
Did you see that Mumford & Sons are now just going to be Mumford?
Really? The Sons are going?
He
got rid of his
Sons? Marcus Mumford's going solo.
Well, here's the thing. Marcus Mumford is Mumford & Sons.
It's like John Andrasik is Five for Fighting.
Five for Fighting, yeah. Okay. I'm sure there are other people there, but, you know, he's the guy. He's the guy. All right. So, Tony Parker, who is, you know, had a legendary Hall of Fame career. Is he in the Hall of Fame yet or not yet?
Not yet, but I think he will be one day.
So he has had a personal chef.
Might be the best player ever to come out of France in the NBA.
He has had a personal chef for 16 years.
Okay.
He often requested his personal chefs recreate his favorite restaurant dishes at home. He said, quote, "I had a personal chef when I was in San Antonio. He stayed with me for 14 years. And then when I decided to move back to France, I have a chef now for 2 years in France." He's had a personal chef in all for 16 years. He loves French stuff. They make a lot of French food, all that kind of stuff. John, how would you do with a personal chef?
All right, very important caveat here. Yeah. Does the chef live with him?
It's a good question.
That's a deal breaker for me. I don't want to live with a chef. Like, Jorge, you're a very good cook.
Chef.
I would hire
He's
you.
A good chef.
I would hire you to be my personal chef as long as you got the hell out.
Just give me the key card.
After you did finish cooking the meal.
But there's other meals. It's going to be, you know, it's breakfast, lunch,
come back,
dinner.
Come back the next day, cook the meal, get the hell out.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, then it's not going to be a personal chef all the time. You're going to have to do some stuff your own.
Meal prepping, Greg. It's like meal prepping.
Really,
I don't. That's why I think it would be weird.
Really famous, rich, and
like Michael. When we
people,
when
they all have personal.
When
chefs.
We go to San Francisco, I always, because Michael and I go to dinner a lot. I say, "Hey, what are you doing?" He goes, "I'm going to Clay's. His chef is making everybody dinner."
Okay,
but I've never asked Michael if the chef lives with Clay.
Right.
I don't know if he does or not. I think that would be weird.
See, I always, when I see those guys in the Marvel, like I'm going to go see Thor, Love and Thunder this weekend. Thor, it Guardians of the Galaxy comes in. It looks really cool.
Chris is that one of the Hemsworths? Is Thor?
Yeah, Hemsworth and Natalie Portman becomes the other Thor or the new king or whatever the hell that is. So when I go see movies like that, I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Something about chefs and okay. Marvel
chefs,
movies.
Chefs. Oh, no. When I see guys like Hemsworth. Yeah. Thank you. When I see guys like Hemsworth,
I don't listen.
I think, sure, he looks great. He's got a personal chef, a personal trainer. Of course you're going to look great for a Marvel movie.
I'm going to kind of change subjects on you here.
I probably completely change subjects.
Yeah. It wasn't Buster Olney. It was Jeff Passan.
Okay.
That says, and I may butcher this name, Sandy Alcantara.
Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins.
Great pitcher.
Have a great year.
Should be the starter in the All-Star.
Yeah.
He's been very, very good.
Now, is he a starter or a reliever?
Starter.
Starter.
Okay. Passan is arguing that he should start the All-Star game over Gonsolin, and his main argument was that Alcantara has thrown more innings. That
Alcantara is 9-3, .182 ERA, 123 innings, 107 strikeouts.
But wait a minute, Gonsolin's got to have thrown close to that many innings, hasn't he?
I think he's around 87.
No, so 123 would be a lot more. Gonsolin, yeah, you're right, Greg. Gonsolin's thrown 88.
Yeah.
So Passan's point is they have the exact same ERA, and one of them has thrown 50 more innings than the other one.
So here's the thing.
So should it figure in, though, that the game's at Dodger Stadium?
Of course it should. You want to give the home – I mean, this is entertainment. You've got a lot of Dodger fans who are going to be at Dodger Stadium. You want to see the 11-0 guy who pitches for us start the All-Star game. I mean, Sandy Alcantara is obviously going to be on the team and could be second out of the box, but – in my mind, nobody but Gonsolin should start.
How many people in Dodger Stadium at the All-Star game will know who Sandy Alcantara is?
That's a great point. Who watching on TV will know who Sandy Alcantara is?
Like, why am I watching this guy in the first inning?
If you're a baseball junkie, if you're down in it, you know who Sandy Alcantara is. They've actually got a pretty good rotation in Miami. But, I mean, my God, you've got to – if you're in the number two media market in the world and the number two media market in the world contains the Dodgers and the Dodgers contain an 11-0 pitcher and you're having the All-Star game at Dodger Stadium – Tony Gonsolin should be the
starter. So here's part of the argument. Their ERA and their WHIP are almost identical, okay, which are the two numbers that people pay attention to with pitchers. Alcantara has started 17 games. Gonsolin has started 16 games. But Alcantara has thrown 123 minus 88, so 23, 12, 35 more innings. So Alcantara stays in the games longer.
He leads the league in innings pitched with 123, leads the league in games started with 17.
Well, Gonsolin's only one behind him.
Leads the league in complete games with two.
I mean, the Dodgers also pull Gonsolin early, especially early on in the season.
That's an argument for Alcantara, though.
Well, but early on in the season, when Dave Roberts is letting Gonsolin go seven innings now. He didn't go past six before. Sometimes it was only five just because they had to build him up. He wasn't ready for it.
By the way, with the game at Dodger Stadium, Brian Snitker is the manager, but Dave Roberts is one of his coaches. With the game at Dodger Stadium, to me, this is easy. You start Gonsolin and bring Alcantara in right after.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you only pitch an inning.
Right.
Yeah, Sometimes they pitch two, but for the most part, it's one.
Yeah, I mean, I would throw guys one.
Michael's texting me. He says, Clayton Kershaw should start. He's an L.A. icon, and the game's in L.A. He's never started an All-Star game. So you could do that. You could pitch Kershaw in the first inning, then Gonsolin, then Alcantara.
Great. Do it.
That kind of solves – that clicks three boxes,
doesn't
it? I don't
think Kershaw's going to be on the team.
But the argument is, if you're going to put Pujols and Cabrera on the team.
In ceremonial roles.
Let's face it, if Kershaw makes the team, it would be a ceremonial
role. Right, but Kershaw's not at the end. That's the difference.
He is at the end. He just isn't at the very end.
When he's at the very end, when he says, I'm going to retire, that's when you give him the honorary start.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's not going to make another All-Star team on merit. The reason you put him on this team is because the game's at Dodger Stadium.
I mean, his numbers aren't bad. He's 5-2, 257 ERA. I mean, he's good. He's only started 10
games. He's an absolute first ballot Hall of Famer, Greg.
No doubt.
The game's at Dodger Stadium for the first time since 1980-something?
Yeah, something like that. But Pujols and Cabrera are only getting in because of the commissioner's picks,
right?
Which they just started this year. So he only gets two. So Kershaw has to get in on his own merit.
He's
got to
be chosen.
Here.
Now, Dave Roberts is on the staff with Brian Snitker, who's going to be the manager.
Right.
And what you could do is you could name like a bunch of guys, and then every year without fail somebody gets hurt, and then you just make Kershaw the injury replacement.
Right.
You know, already there's going to be guys that get named to this team that are going to say, I'm hurt and I'm out. So, I mean, you do it that way.
I love Kersh, but in my mind he's not an All-Star.
Well, either are Pujols and Cabrera. But you put him in on it's a lifetime achievement award, basically, is what you're giving him. And if the game's – the old Mace, if this game wasn't in Dodger Stadium, I wouldn't even be making this argument.
Right.
But it's at Dodger Stadium.
I just wonder if that's a real debate, like if that's actually a real consideration.
Yeah, I've read a bunch about it.
That Clayton Kershaw could start the All-Star game at Dodger Stadium?
Because, well, not necessarily start it, but be on the team.
He should.
Well, here's what I think would happen. If they put him on the team and they name Gonsolin the starter, I think Gonsolin gives the ball to Kershaw.
I don't think he has a choice to do that, does he?
Yeah, he could. Roberts is on the coaching staff. They could say, hey, man, let's let Kersh pitch one inning. Then I'll come in.
Somebody on the side of Kershaw, Harold Reynolds, who's an analyst for MLB Network, says this. The All-Star Game, one, is an exhibition. You market the sport. You put your best out here, and that generationally or season-wise, whatever it is, but Clayton Kershaw pitching in L.A. is an All-Star Game, is a huge story. We can't mess this up. There's been an All-Star Game, hasn't been an All-Star Game since 1980, and Kershaw has been the best pitcher of his generation. You can't mess this up.
And by the way, Ohtani has to start for the American League,
right?
No doubt.
Well,
Verlander is going to... It would start it on merit.
Sure.
But Ohtani is he plays 40 miles down the road.
Ohtani hasn't given up a run in four starts.
Right. But, I mean, Verlander's better. He's having a better year. But Ohtani's such a draw for an All-Star game. They got it right last
year. Especially in L.A.
He started the game and hit leadoff and was in the home run derby.
Yeah.
That was all last year. Is Ohtani going to do the home run derby this year, Greg? Do you know?
I don't know who's doing the home run derby this year, actually. I can look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to – I think he's the angel, and then you put one of the Dodgers in. You know, what's interesting, probably Muncy or Bellinger would hit the most home runs, but Betts leads the Dodgers in home runs this year. Mookie. So you could put him in there.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. That should be coming down pretty quick. I would imagine first of next week. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today. Who from the afternoon show will be playing Greg Bergman?
Shit on him.
All right, Gregory's got the game coming up next. Mason
Thanks,
and
Steven.
Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah! It is Game of Games time, and we welcome to the show now, Shit on him.
What up?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know.
When do you head to Vegas?
Monday. I have my first game is Monday night, so
cool.
I'm leaving on Monday.
Nice. We're going to do a game right now with Shidano and Bergman. Describe the game.
All right. So the other day you weren't here, Mace, but Michael said that in Bahamian, booty is boongi.
Boongi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Your butt is a boongi.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
I decided to go with something for my own heritage and go with Yiddish words.
Oh,
okay.
Yiddish
by the way,
terms.
Can I jump in here for something about Michael, something you guys were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never heard the original incarnation of the Loose Cannons, but whenever I would visit Southern California, I remember listening to Michael Hartman and Vic, of course, obviously as part
feeling
of it.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Cappy, this isn't your turn. You wait your turn.
Feeling you.
But I will say this. For all the grief Marcellus and I get for having a lot of co-hosts at this place, no one has had more co-hosts than Michael.
But Michael's never actually the only co-host he's really had was Trudell.
He had Willard.
Yeah,
he had Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah,
like, what are you talking about?
Right, I forgot about those.
Those
shows were so forgettable. I don't even. Siciliano was great.
Yeah, but he had Willard, right? And he had
Willard
Siciliano, and he had
Trudell.
And then he was with the Cannons and the iterations of that. Michael's had more co-hosts than any of us around
here.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Probably
right, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so Bergman, how's the game work?
All right, so I'm going to give you a Yiddish word, and I'll say it in a sentence. It's not going to be a very good sentence.
What if Cappy would have played today?
That's why he banned him. He said he'd be too good.
Yeah, that's probably not right,
exactly.
Cappy.
So I just want him to hear
it.
It would
be embarrassing if I lost, though.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing. So I'm going to give you the word. I'll put in a sentence, and I'll give you three options. It is multiple choice.
Okay.
Can you keep track of it?
Yep, got it.
Thank you. All right, so the first word is nebbish. He's a nebbish.
Okay.
And
he's a nebbish, like you used nebbish. It in a sentence correctly?
Yes, he's a nebbish.
Okay.
Okay. So is it A, someone that's unfortunate or timid, B, someone that has the gift of gab, C, someone that's bold or adventurous? Mason?
First option was?
Someone that's unfortunate or timid.
Yeah, I'll go that.
Okay, Ireland?
I think I'm with Mace. I think it's A.
Jorge?
I'll go with C.
Sedano?
I'm going to go with Mason and Ireland. I'm going A.
They're both right. It is someone that's unfortunate or timid.
All right, Jorge.
Do you know that one, Cap?
You're already in the...
I don't agree.
Cappy, you don't agree with the term
don't
nebbish?
Don't ask Cap, because he'll just say all your definitions are wrong.
They're very not wrong.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is Kvetch. He's a kvetch.
This one's easy.
Yeah,
come
I
on.
Know this one too.
Okay. A, a charmer. Mm-hmm. B, a complainer. Or C, a trickster. Ireland?
It's not what I thought it was. I thought it was something else. So I'm going to go a complainer.
Okay, Jorge?
Yeah, I'm with Ireland. Complainer.
Shidano?
Yeah, it's kvetching is to complain. So kvetch, yes,
yeah.
Complain.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a kvetch.
Yes,
that's a complainer.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, you were correct.
Okay, so Shidano, okay Mason, one, Ireland, I'll have two, and Jorge has one.
The third one is punim. Look at that punim.
Spell it, please.
P-U-N-I-M.
Use okay. it in a sentence, please.
Look at that punim.
Okay. Okay.
So, is it A, a sweet face, B, a sweet animal, or C, a sweet child? Jorge.
Sweet child.
Shidano.
I'm going to say sweet face.
And Mason.
I'm going to say sweet face.
And Ireland.
What did Jorge say?
Child.
I'll go with Jorge. Sweet child.
Cap, do you know?
I do.
What is it?
It's face.
Yep. Yeah. It's a sweet face.
Yeah. Okay, Mason.
Oh, look at that punim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that punim.
All right, this one's probably a little bit easy, but tuchus.
Tuchus.
My tuchus is sore.
Is that like the tunkus at 7-Eleven?
Tunkus. That's tunkus.
Tuchus. So is it A, your feet, B, your hip, or C, your butt? And that's Sedano.
Oh, your butt.
Mason.
Butt.
Ireland.
I'm already micing the points down. Butt.
Butt.
Yep. It is your butt. It is your butt.
All right.
Number five, Shonda. Shonda.
She came up with Grey's Anatomy and how to...
Shonda Rhimes.
How to get away with murder. And this one.
It caused a massive Shonda.
Okay.
Shonda.
Ooh, it caused a massive.
It caused a massive Shonda. Is it?
Oh, okay.
All right. Is it A, scandal, B, explosion, or C, panic? So that's Mason.
It is a. What was the first one?
Scandal.
Scandal. I'm going to go scandal.
Ireland.
I'm going to go panic.
Jorge.
Explosion.
Okay, Shidano. So Nano, you can break the tie here.
It's either A or C. It's definitely not an explosion. I'm going to say scandal.
It is a scandal. Yeah. Oh, okay. A massive scandal or
so
scam.
So Sedano and Mason are starting to pull away. They have five each, and I have three, and Jorge has two.
I don't think I've missed one. I don't think Sedano's missed one either.
What number is this?
I have not missed one yet. Yeah. No.
So there's seven of them. This is going to be number six.
All right. Okay. So I got to get this to stay alive. Okay.
All right.
So Sedano and Mason have to go first.
All right. Sedano and Mason have to go first. So this one is Michigas.
Michigas.
That question is full of Michigas.
I feel like Cappy has said that before.
I've used this term also.
Morales
uses
this.
It's a great term.
Okay, so is it A, depth, B, foolishness, or C, intrigue? Mason?
Say it one more time.
Michigas.
No, the choices.
A, depth, B, foolishness, C, intrigue.
I'll say foolishness.
Sedano?
Okay, is it very similar to the Yiddish word meshugana? Like, has a similar meaning to that?
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm asking you because I know
guess,
that word.
Guess.
You can just guess. You got three choices.
A, B, or C.
But I know that word. Is it the is it
meshugana? No,
meshugana.
Meshugana.
It's a different word. Michigan.
Two.
All right, silly.
One.
Silly.
Okay. Ireland?
Well, I know this, and Mason's right, but I can't stay alive by guessing that. It is foolishness, but what are the other two?
Depth, intrigue.
I'll just say intrigue to give myself a shot, but I'm pretty sure Mason's
Jorge.
Got it.
I'll go with A.
It is foolishness. It is silliness.
All right, so that
Michigas.
This Michigas, right, yes.
So this one,
show is
this is your last one?
This is my last one,
right,
yes.
So this is, this. It, Jorge and I are out.
Okay.
It's strictly between Mason and Sedano.
Winner becomes an honorary member of the tribe. Let's do it.
I've already been called a Jubano before.
I was a contact when I lived in New York. So.
All right, this one's tough. I saved the hardest one for last.
Michelada.
I do think that Cappy will know it, though.
Michelada.
Zoftik.
Oh, Zoftik, yeah.
Zoftik.
Of course.
Ooh.
I ate one of those for dinner last night.
I've never heard that word.
He's quite Zoftik. Is it A, plump, B, skinny, C, out there, or wild? Shidano?
Plump, skinny, or wild, George?
I'm going to say plump.
And Mason.
Plump, skinny, or wild?
Unfortunately, I think it's right. I'm going to go plump.
Plump is the correct answer.
Wow. That is absolutely
right. All right, now, do you have a tiebreaker that
pleasantly
they can't,
plump
that
is the actual.
Do you have a tiebreaker that they can't both give
no,
the
I have,
same
so it's,
answer
it's
to?
No, its name is your buzzer.
Okay, good.
So it's, and it's super easy, so it's just whoever okay. gets
and,
in first.
And you're going to give us a word? And,
yes.
Okay,
yep.
got it.
So it's,
you
it's,
ready,
it's a pretty easy word. So I'm gonna Ireland, I'm going to let you say who gets in first.
I'm listening closely.
Okay. Name is your buzzer. Schmutz.
Mason.
Sit down. It's Ooh. Mace.
It's stuff that's stuck on you. It's like dirt. And
yeah, it's
grime.
Schmutz on
yeah,
your mouth.
Yeah, on your face. Yeah, that's exactly
he's got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Mace, you're on the board.
He jumped the question, actually.
He did jump the question. It's a false start. Honestly, it shouldn't count. But.
Yeah, no.
Well, no, but he anticipated when Bergman was going to say the word and then threw it in at exactly the right time.
Exactly the right time.
Cappy, what'd you think?
Very good game. I enjoyed it very much. It's a little bit tough, you know, the interpretation from Yiddish to English. There were a couple of questionable ones in there, but otherwise.
What was questionable?
Wow.
What was questionable?
I had them all looking them up. It was the first one you didn't like, right?
What was the first one?
Nebbish? Nebbishy?
Nebbish. Yeah, like when somebody's a nebbish, he's like a little pain in the ass. You know?
Yeah,
by the way, Bergman, I'm going to get you had a. You're like tipping your pitches. Do you know why?
Why?
Oh.
Because in your answers, you had two that were complete opposites every time.
It's not every time.
Yep. Go back and watch. Go.
A
I
charmer, a complainer, a trickster. Those aren't opposites.
You did like skinny and plump and like you did that the entire time pretty much.
Depth, foolishness, intrigue. None of those are separate.
Okay, but
scandal,
I'm saying
explosion,
you did that at
panic.
Least a few. At
okay, there's
a handful
few.
Of times.
Mace,
okay,
I have a very sad hail fellow well met.
Oh, no.
But an older guy.
Game's
yeah,
over.
Okay. Yeah, it's the end of the game. Thank you for the win.
Tony Sirico just died. Do you know who that is?
Tony Sirico was Paulie from
Paulie
the
Walnuts.
Paulie
just
Walnuts.
Passed
no.
away.
Oh, what a
yeah,
great
one
character.
Of the great characters.
One of my favorite characters on The Sopranos was Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah,
he
probably
was
the most memorable scenes came from him.
The what do you call him? The wings?
Yeah,
where he had the sides of his hair dyed.
Yeah, like gray, like Frank DeFord.
Exactly.
Old school.
Yeah, yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
such a great
too bad.
Ford.
He would always call Tony T. Let me tell you something, T.
Hey, Chrissy.
Tell you something right now, T.
Only 79. I thought he was older.
Yeah. Well, you know, in
he
honor
he played
of,
older.
Yeah, he did play older. In honor of Hail Fellow Wilmot, how about the stager? It's Super Crosstalk time. Shitano and Cappy are here.
Hey, did you guys know this, that before acting, Tony Sirico was connected to the Colombo crime family?
No.
And changed his life after a prison stint to become an actor?
Get out of here.
Hey, Sonana, what was your first year doing sidelines on the NBA?
2017-18.
Was Bob Delaney still an official then?
No, he was done.
Okay, so Bob Delaney was a ref when I first started doing sidelines. And
yeah,
I started doing sidelines in like 03.
Like an undercover cop, right?
Undercover mob informant.
Right.
So, yeah. In other words, he was working for the cops, but he infiltrated the mob and put a bunch of guys in prison. And the mafia suit that I wore to the Mandy's when I wore it to a game once, Delaney walked up to me and goes, I know guys in the joint that wouldn't wear that suit.
That's funny. Shaq hated Delaney. That was like one of the guys he did not like back, especially.
Well, Shaq, I maintain, guys, that Shaq was the hardest player to officiate in the history of the NBA.
I agree.
Because he was so big and so strong that he either committed a foul or got fouled on every possession.
John, you I'm sure can attest to this. I remember seeing Shaq after games and there were like scratches all over his body.
Well, that Dale Brown, his college coach at LSU, told him to go pro after his sophomore year because might have been his junior year, I can't remember, but told him to go pro because he said, these refs aren't protecting you. You're getting beat up every night. He said, you might as well get paid for it. Just turn pro.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of Shaq going to the NBA. But The Sopranos, Mace, top five show of all time?
100% for me, top five show of all time. I mean, I think it's all subjective, right? It's
yeah.
all like how you feel about shows and what connects with you and what you connect with
Have
and
you,
all that stuff. But Sopranos is top five
Cap,
for me.
Cap, Sonano, have you guys both seen Sopranos start to finish?
Yeah, I mean, I may have missed a few episodes here and there, but I saw pretty much all of them.
I
yeah.
saw it start to finish, but I got to tell you guys, I know a lot of people that have gone back and watched it now all these years later. I don't recall what year it ended, but whenever it ended, that's the last time I saw it.
Yeah, Mace went back and watched it after the
fact. I watched it long after the fact. I watched it during the pandemic and thought, just blew me away. I think it holds up really well. First time.
Oh, really?
So what is the number one show for you guys?
Mine is Breaking Bad.
Mine's a lot of people's. Yeah. Mine's West Wing.
Yeah, that a lot of people's as well, actually.
Yeah.
What about you?
Game of Thrones is on my top five somewhere.
Game of Thrones is probably near the top for me. You know what I'd actually love that? I don't know how many people actually watch this show, but I think it's hilarious. And it's a cartoon. It's Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Never saw it.
Oh, base.
What is it on?
You of
Adult Swim?
It's better than Family Guy, George?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's just way weirder. But Mace, when you you have some fun at night with the gummies and stuff, you will love it.
What's it called again?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Okay.
Yeah. Guys
so,
that,
hey, Cap.
That AMC, just wanted to tell you guys, I just happened to be flipping around yesterday. AMC is doing like a Breaking Bad ultra marathon.
Nice.
In fact, at the top of the hour here, Breaking Bad Season 2, Episode 1, where Walt and Jesse try and figure out a way out of their partnership with Tuco. Ooh. And Hank tries
one
to
one of the all-time great bad guys.
Yeah. And so, like, I just happened to be flipping through channels the other day, and I noticed it's on all day long. I mean, AMC isn't playing anything other than Breaking Bad.
Well, here's the thing. They're getting ready because Monday is the premiere of the second half of the final season of Better Call Saul.
And Bryan Cranston makes an appearance somewhere in these last 8 episodes. That's all Bryan will admit to.
Yeah.
He goes, "You'll see me at some point."
Yeah, him and
but
Aaron.
You don't know the context. Cap, I saw a tweet from you earlier in reference to something you did on your San Diego show. Did you guys do something today about Ted Leitner?
Well, so you guys know who Ted Leitner is?
Sure, Ted Leitner.
I was just
legendary voice.
I was just going to comment, but the best local TV sportscaster I have ever seen. Ever.
He had a legendary career. He really did. And he was inducted last night into the Padres Hall of Fame.
Gotcha.
And so here's this guy who loved calling games for this team. And it wasn't like he decided, hey, it's time for me to retire. They made the decision to retire him. And he was.
I think he's still doing San Diego State games, isn't he?
He does do basketball and football, yeah.
Who made him retire? The Padres?
Yeah, they just kind of pushed him out, you know?
Well, that's a terrible thing to do.
But here's the thing. He went, like, Sedano, who's your favorite local sportscaster of all time? I know Hank Goldberg just died about a week ago. He was big in Miami, right? Oh, Sedano stepped out. Okay.
Hank was big in Miami, but Hank was not
like a local Jim Hill, Fred Rogan guy that did sports every night.
That's not what he did.
Ted Leitner is the only local, I did local TV sports for 25 years. Ted's the only guy I've ever heard doing this. No scripts ever.
Never.
In other words, he would walk into the control room, he would hand him an index card with 4 or 5 pieces of video, and he would say, here's what I want and the order that I want him. And then he would go sit in the chair, and the news anchor would say, Ted, what do you got? He goes, well, let's start with the Padres. He goes, this game was just awful. Roll the tape.
Right.
And he would just wing it.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was like a guy doing improv every night. And, Scott, I don't know if you got a chance to see the end of his run at Channel 8 when you moved to San Diego, but even until the very end, he was untouchable. He was just so good at it. And you would tune in just to see what he was going to say. It'd be 5 minutes of him just basically doing a monologue on sports without a script, and it was brilliant.
Right.
You know who does? You know who doesn't use a prompter or didn't when he did College Game Day was Chris Fowler, ever, for 20 years.
Really?
Not once.
Wow, really?
When I don't know, is a prompter something you use when you do sports?
Well, the main
TV?
They just showed me the clips I was going to do, and then I would walk them up.
Well, but the problem is you would read stuff off the prompter,
I would
right?
have shot sheets.
Right.
They well, just the, give
the
you
difference
the
is
sheets.
The director knows exactly where you're going and when.
Right.
When Ted did it, the director never knew anything.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sometimes he didn't even get to the video.
And College Game Day, in Fowler's case, is like 2 and 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long show.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, but the difference is Chris had other people. He had a whole panel of people to throw to.
Well,
Ted was doing this by himself.
Ted was a big star, though, just in, when news anchors were big stars. Just like in the movie,
Anchorman.
Thank you. I couldn't get to it. But in that movie, back in the day, those guys actually were making huge money.
Oh, yeah. Up until, I would say, right before, I would say to like 2010, at least, that local news stars across the country were making monster bucks.
Padre locker room once. And remember, you guys remember when the Padres had a complete fire sale? They basically got rid of Fred McGriff and Gary Sheffield and everybody. Yeah. They just brought in all youth. And Andy Benes was the number one starter on the Padres. Yeah. And I'm in the locker room, and Leitner's next to me, and we're interviewing Andy Benes. And Leitner walks up with a camera rolling and says to Benes, "I'm looking around this locker room. I don't recognize any of these names. Can you win with this team?" And Andy Benes, in one of the great moments of honesty, goes, "Well, Ted, you make more money than anybody on our team, so I don't like our chances." I thought, that is a great lie.
Yeah, that is funny. But yeah, that is, who's like the biggest news star now in L.A.?
Like news star? Like, yeah, like news sports?
I think Pat Harvey probably is the highest paid.
Pat Harvey is probably
at NBC, right?
And she's at CBS.
Oh, CBS, sorry. Yeah.
Pat Harvey, and who else is good?
Well, is Colleen Williams still at Channel 4?
She's still there.
And then Mark Brown and
Michelle Tuzzi
are at 7. Yeah, but I think of all Pat, who I've worked with, Pat's the best news anchor I've ever seen. I mean, I've worked with her for 20 years. She thinks on her feet. You know, like that, she doesn't need a prompter or scripts or anything. Like, so when she makes her money, it's like if there's a plane crash and she has to ad-lib everything. She's unbelievable.
Do you know the story that we tried to do a March Madness pool bracket of like news, sports, weather, local anchors and all that stuff? And it got... I'll just say it got poo-pooed.
By who?
By a general manager who I will not name.
Okay, but...
By Sky McCarthy?
No, not ours. No, one of the TV stations.
No, and
get out of here, really?
No, true story.
Yeah, right,
totally
true
story.
I think the reason is they consider, particularly with the women, they consider that objectifying, but I
that wasn't the case at all.
Had
that
had nothing to do with it.
That had nothing to do with it, actually, because I saw the email.
What was it?
Yeah, what was it?
They didn't want their people pining for votes. And what if their people didn't win? Then it would look poorly and all that. Mm. That was literally what was in the email.
Why do they have? Why do they have any control over it?
Well, because we were all owned at that time by the same company.
Right. I think it was that company. Right. That said, hey, look, you know, come on, you're going to have all.
No, It wasn't that company. It was just we were doing our. We just said, okay, like if you really don't want to participate, that's cool. We reached out to all of them. And there was one that had an objection, yes.
Wow. Yeah, but there were news anchors at the time that were starting to send out tweets. Yeah, they were starting to send out tweets.
Because we started it. We actually did it on the air. Like, we hashed it out on the air. And then the next day it got...
Yes,
it
got, sometimes it got TV crushed. News people are very serious.
Yeah, yeah. But we reached out to all the stations. And, you know, we thought everybody would be cool with it. And then one person, after we had already started, which was probably our fault, we shouldn't have started... objected to it, and then we had
all right, you guys, give us your opinion on this. As I've been telling Mason for 2 days, and he didn't believe me, but now he finally does because we had Ramona on the show today. Ramona should not be playing in the charity softball game. She had a C-section 2 weeks ago, and she admits...
She says,
can't run. Mason was going to put her in there ceremoniously to pitch, but now he's asking for a full replacement, which I think he should be given. What do you guys think?
I will say that I heard this conversation earlier today. And if Ramona is, as she describes, not able-bodied right now, and she's worried about, you know, what could happen to her body if she were to swing too hard or run too hard or whatever, she said she got a lot of friends who are really good softball players.
Yeah.
So I would say this. If you guys want to put Ramona on the bench and replace her, I would like to at least have a conversation about who you're thinking about replacing her with. Like, if it's one of the Kamenetsky brothers, I'm all good.
Why not? Heck, you can get both Kamenetskys.
Right, but if you're going to tell me that all of a sudden it's going to be one of Ramona's, like, softball friends, I'm not.
They can't make it.
Honestly, they can't be Jess Mendoza. Are we allowed to use Jess Mendoza?
Neither of the Kamenetskys can make it?
Neither Cam can make it. They would have been there otherwise.
Here a Cam, there a Cam, Noah Cam.
All right, hey, Cap, what about Beto's son?
No, that's interesting.
He's a high school kid. Yeah, I think you got to be 21 to play.
Yeah, you got to be 21. Yeah, because
he's a good athlete.
In our dugout, we're going to be drinking and partying.
Okay.
Giving out gummies.
Yeah, a lot of gummies in our dugout.
I'm trying to think of who would be a fair replacement. Like, you know, somebody like...
Someone who's even tangentially involved with the station.
What about Mark Cates?
Oh, yeah.
That's Brady.
Oh. I would take his son.
Yeah, Brady, who's one of our interns.
Yeah.
Do you think Brady can play?
Why not?
Better than Mark.
You seen that kid?
Yeah, Brady looks like
a good-looking kid. He's in shape.
Brady's
he played baseball.
There's
so
your
did
answer.
Parker, by the way.
There's the answer.
Oh, Brady. There you go. You get either him or Parker.
Brady
Pick
Cates.
One.
Brady Cates. Okay. That's my pick.
Okay.
What no about, apologies what, to Parker.
What about like we have Kurt Sandoval?
Yeah, he's good.
And here we
Kurt's
are talking about like local news talent. You know,
yeah.
Is there a sports anchor at another channel that you would like to use?
No,
well,
I think
we
you get the whole Circle 7
use,
crew.
We can't
go
use
get
Rogan.
Fugazaki.
We can't use.
You know me and Fukuzaki.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You have beef. What was it, the basketball?
Beef. You yeah, could basketball. Hartung hit a home run in the Dodger Stadium media game one year.
Wow.
Ask Hartung.
He'd be good.
No, but I think some synergy between the Circle 7 crew, you know, Fugazaki and Sandoval, if you want to. I mean,
well, you've already got the one you want.
Yeah. I mean,
I want Michelle Tuzzi. Get me Michelle Tuzzi.
I don't know if Michelle's played softball, but Phil Palmer would do it. He has one kidney.
What about one kidney Phil?
Okay.
Do you know one kidney Phil?
We follow each other on Twitter.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
And he listens to the station.
And you know what I always say? Get back to me when you go up the other kidney. The first one is a gimme. The second one is when it gets tough.
Yep, I understand that. You guys know a guy at Fox? His name is Kyle Kraska. You guys know Kyle?
Oh, I know Kyle. He's a Channel 11 now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
You
that's
know his
my
story.
Old gig.
You ever hear
there
his
you go.
Crazy
that's
story?
True. I like that, Cappy. You could do, right, if you don't want to do Brady, you could pick someone from one of the TV stations.
Well,
maybe.
Right, because we're going to have Kurt, and he's going to do a lot of local news coverage of the event. And is if he? You get somebody else who's a local TV anchor, they'll just, do coverage as well.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean, I guess you did squash your beef with Kurt, right?
I did. Kurt and I are now good.
Yeah, it was on our show.
Yeah, we're good. Tentatively, we're good.
I mean, if Fug wants to play, if Fugazaki wants to play, we'll take. You can have Kurt since you've mended fences, and Cappy can take Fugazaki.
But George, don't forget, we have an issue here that the commissioner of the league has told us about.
Oh.
Which is that jerseys have already been printed with names.
Oh, that's
yeah,
fair.
But that, yeah, but I mean, it's,
wait,
no
Beto,
matter what, we're going to have to do.
They can wear Ramona's jersey.
Beto has chimed in. He says the replacement should be another female.
I said it, Annabelle Munoz.
Wait, why don't – Laura, how about you?
Yes.
I'm not
allowed
to play.
No, no,
how
that's not
Ashley
true.
How about Ashley Brewer?
No.
Why don't
that's
you ask Ashley
true.
Brewer?
We already – we have Lindsay. Are we going to we're gonna have two women on our team? We have Lindsay.
You know, this could get worked out right now, Laura. Let me just set this up for you guys, Mason and Ireland. This is important. You guys should
like
opine on
Cappy,
this.
You don't even want me on your team.
No, no, but let me represent for you here. Let me represent.
Yep.
So on July 15th, John Ireland, it will be your birthday next
Friday. Oh, it's
Friday.
Laura's birthday, too.
But it's also Laura's birthday.
Oh, man, I'm old.
And Laura said, I wasn't invited to the event. And we said, what are you talking about? She said, I have to work. So Laura will be...
I like getting paid.
At the station.
On your birthday.
On her birthday. Wow. Running the show rather than being in West Covina. So, Greg, is there a possible body with a pulse that's
yeah, somebody with a pulse.
No, unfortunately, it was something that we tried to work out. There's also, Laura, unfortunately, you are having some surgery soon, so
I'm
you shouldn't be.
Surgery
yeah, so you shouldn't be playing.
Play. Okay.
And also, there just is nobody else that could cover the shift,
well,
unfortunately.
Sedano
we just weren't able to find anybody.
Mentioned Ashley Brewer. She was a college swimmer.
Swimmer, yeah, USC.
She might be a good athlete.
I mean, if you can get, I mean, she.
I don't think Neil would do it. You might get Stan. You think Neil
Stan
would
just
do
got
it?
Married,
I think
so
Neil
he's on,
would.
He's
do
on
it.
His honeymoon.
I'll text Neil. He'd be great.
Neil would be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah
all
right.
So you got some. You got some options.
All right. Hey, that's it for us. Don't forget, if you want to be on our VIP list for next week's big event at the West Covina Sportsplex, our All-Star Friday night, text the word STAR to 40705. Again, text the word STAR to 40705. Hey,
wait,
have fun. What?
Wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. I just got this tweet. I saw I tweeted all of us. Justin said that he heard Michael used to also do a radio show with Colin Cowherd in Portland. Is that true? Do you know that?
I don't know
I
that.
I don't know that to be true.
I think he was
Colin
probably
was
a frequent
Portland.
Guest
yeah.
of
right.
Colin's in Portland. I don't think they did a show together.
Yeah. All right, hey, that's it. We're back on Monday, 1 o'clock. Coming up next for you, my favorite show that I listen to every day when I'm driving home. It's Sedano and Cappy, 710 ESPN.